USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not good. That's the best way to describe this morning's report from the government on the U.S. economy. And economists say it's only going to get worse. The gross domestic product, the best way of measuring U.S. economy's contraction or expansion, well, it's showing a contraction of 4.8% in the year's first quarter. And since most of that decline came in the final weeks of March, as the virus pandemic was just forcing businesses to close, the experts say it could end up dropping up to 30% in the year's second quarter. This first quarter reading is already the biggest decline in GDP in a decade. President Trump says the worst of the pandemic in the United States is in the rearview mirror, saying at yesterday's briefing, small businesses and workers should be in good shape soon because of the stimulus package. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. So again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A veteran actor from India who was known for making the leap from Bollywood to Hollywood has passed away.
This is in the pit of nightmares.
Fantastic. Sarath Khan in Jurassic World. He had a long acting resume, but Americans would most know him for roles in Slumdog Millionaire and Life of Pi. He's died at 54 at a hospital in Mumbai, India. He had announced in 2018 he had been diagnosed with a tumor on his kidney. Parts of the western United States are going to see near record highs again today, a sweltering heat wave continuing. Forecasters predicting unseasonably warm weather from southern Oregon to west Texas. Temperatures are expected to be 15 to 25 degrees above normal for this time of year, challenging daily record highs. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.